In 2015, several California public school districts broadened how they evaluate the quality of education. Instead of a narrow focus on math and language arts, they now also assess how safe people feel at school and whether they have a sense of belonging. David Freudberg with the public radio program Humankind reports on a San Francisco experiment in social and emotional learning.
The aim of the Millennium School in San Francisco is to develop well-rounded students, academically accomplished for sure, but also competent in the skills that help people relate sensitively to others and understand themselves.
It's the aspect of education that is most frequently overlooked as we race to pile more curriculum and more materials and more test-taking and more measurement onto these teachers and these kids.
Jeff Snipes is one of the school's founders.
And so our point of view was, if you want healthy students, you have to create healthy teachers, and you have to create a relationship of trust between them.
Millennium operates a private school begun in 2016, attended by about 80 high-energy kids, grades 6 through 8. And last year expanded this concept into San Francisco's largest public middle school.
It's children honestly being themselves, being open, being human, talking to each other. If you can create smaller groups, talking to each other, listening to each other, the teacher embodying it and setting the example, I've been blown away with how fast it takes off.
The students need this.
Millennium School science teacher Lindsay Burke.
If you think about mental health and you think about our most vulnerable populations, they don't need more minutes of math and reading. They need more support. And I feel like this is one of the strongest ways that we can really support them and then support the teachers in supporting them.
Jeff Snipes says it all begins with a lot of internal reflection by students.
We ask some questions, you know, who are you? What do you like to do? What are you most afraid of? What kind of life do you want to live? How do you like interacting with other people? Do you have a sense of how you could provide some service in the world as you grow up? And by tapping into some of these inner questions, we then ask them how they would like to bring them out into the world.
Snipes says a key to social and emotional learning is the quality of personal relationships. How clearly do students communicate with each other, with their teachers and their parents? How do conflicts get addressed? This is an area where the school atmosphere at Millennium invites openness. Here's student Summer Williams.
The students just, if they have a problem that's going on and they don't want to talk to their parents or they just want to bring it up, they won't hesitate, they won't feel like they'll be ostracized or made fun of, or everyone's just there to support them. So if they're ever going through something rough, they can come out and say that, and if they're going through something happy, everyone else can help share their happiness, which I think is great.
But even with people who are sincerely trying to connect, disputes sometimes arise. Williams says the Millennium community handles them from a carefully considered framework.
If we have a conflict with a friend or a teacher or anyone, it could be a family member too, they've taught us how to tell them the facts first, then the story, like what happened from like a third person view maybe, and then the story we made up in our head, like how we might have warped what happened to fit a certain idea that we had, then our emotions, how we felt about the situations, our sensations, and then what like our part in the conflict was so that we can be aware of that.
Handling interpersonal conflict means developing a special set of life skills, especially at this age. Here's Millennium Middle School student Nevin Lalick.
It's not, you know, like a casual conversation. You really need to, like, think and you really need to listen about what's going on. And I myself, I believe that I am capable of that kind of thing. So for me, all I really need to do is focus.
Which relates to another aspect of Millennium's teaching philosophy, an attempt to strengthen students' capacity for contemplation, being able to pause, to quiet down, to regain perspective. Chris Baum serves as head of school.
The ability to witness yourself is one of the most important developmental markers for adolescence. Can you notice the patterns in your own thought? It's very hard to do at the beginning of adolescence. But as they get older, in 7th and 8th grade, it's absolutely possible if it's trained and modeled.
I've been blown away by the transformation of these students. There's an individual shift that happens, and the individual shift is they mature so much more quickly into really grounded human beings. Instead of looking outside for the answer or to see what's popular or to see what other people think, the students stop, get quiet, go inside, reflect, and see what do they think. And that internal grounding leads to a very different level of self-confidence. With that self-confidence, there's less drama, there's less meanness, there's less bullying, because they don't need to manipulate others to feel good about themselves. They feel good on the inside first.
Jeff Snipes, co-founder of Millennium School in San Francisco. For Here and Now, I'm David Freudberg.